Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. This passage of text, when you read it in the Bible, it's in red. So that means that these are words that Jesus has spoken. And so he says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. How weary are you today? How heavy burdened are you? Are you still trying to fight alone? Are you still trying to do everything on your own, to execute on your own, to pay bills on your own, to raise your children on your own, to save your marriage on your own? Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. And rest is the physical rest of sleeping. But when we are burdened and weary, physical rest does not help us feel rested. This rest is resting our mind, our soul, our everything. That's the kind of rest he wants to give you. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from you, from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Jesus is our picture of gentleness and humbleness in heart. And he wants us to come to him so we too can be gentle and humble in heart. Our souls need to be rested. Our souls, each and every day, they're shaken up. The world is determined to make our soul shaken up and weary and feel burdened. And our soul isn't physically something that we can feel or see or touch or taste. And so how do we know when our soul is weary? When we find ourselves not wanting to pray as much, or not wanting to read our Bible as much, or we find ourselves making excuses to not listen to the podcast that we used to or attend a small group. That's how we know our soul is weary. Our soul becomes weary when our faith starts shaking. Our soul becomes weary when the world throws us so many lemons and we can't even catch them. But Jesus said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. His burden is so light, and that's why he wants us to give us this heaviness. He wants us to rest our weary soul. So how do we physically rest our soul? We rest our soul by resting our mind. Our minds work so hard and process so much information. And if we say, I am going to rest my soul this week, maybe you're not consuming the same kind of content on social media. Maybe you have to tell people in your life, this week, right now, I can't have these conversations with you because my soul is weary. Maybe you need to spend more time in your Bible, in your word. Maybe you need to journal, write your thoughts out, share those things that are on your mind and in the deep depths of your soul, and prayer is the number one thing that you can do when your soul is weary, when your faith feels a little shaky. Pray and ask God to intercede. Pray and ask to lean on God, to give him all of these heavy things that you have within your soul. God wants your burdens. He wants your heaviness. And he wants you to become gentle and humble like him and rest your soul. Be blessed today.